Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson. As shoppers log on and head to stores for their holiday shopping, business owners are gearing up to make the most of the season. The National Retail Federation has released findings from a new survey about the 2019 holiday shopping season, and there's good news. Overall economic conditions point to a strong shopping season. We're joined by the National Retail Federation's Director of Industry and Consumer Insights, Catherine Cullen. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me to join you all today.
It's always nice to share good news.
It is.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about how people will be spending, what business owners can expect. Let's talk about the economy in general, what drives consumer confidence. What's the big picture right now?
Well, as you mentioned, it's good news right now. So just generally looking at the economy, you know, job growth has been strong. We've been adding new jobs solidly every month, which, you know, speaks to more people in the environment who are able to spend, who have extra money in their pockets, who might not have had that money last year. We're also seeing unemployment is declining and is at a low, as well as things like personal income indicators have been strong. And then consumer confidence is reflecting all of this. And people are saying that they are feeling good about the economy and they're feeling good about the upcoming holiday season. So, as you mentioned, just generally a really positive picture heading into the last few months of the year.
All right. So that means business owners can look forward to a busy season, hopefully. Holiday shopping can also make or break the bottom line for a lot of retailers. Tell us some of the results from the survey in particular that give business owners that positive outlook. And in general, our consumers, it sounds like, spending more than last year.
That's correct. So every year in October, we asked consumers around the country how much they plan to spend around the holidays. And we look at a number of different spending categories. We ask them to kind of just estimate what they're going to spend on gifts, decorations, candy, food, as well as themselves. So at the beginning of the holiday season, getting ready to kick things off, consumers are expecting to spend $1,007 on average for the holidays, which is an all-time high for us. It's the first time it's passed
$1,000. Oh, interesting. And well, $1,007.
Yes, and it is actually 4.1% more, or $70 more, than they said they would spend last year. So all those positive economic conditions we've been talking about, the strong consumer confidence, all of that is helping to drive consumer attitudes heading into the holidays.
And in some years, it actually has dipped down from the year before. So
definitely, right? Yeah. Particularly in the years following the recession, yeah, or during the recession. Just to note for those listening, you know, there are two things really driving that spend. People are spending more on gifts, specifically gifts for their families. They're spending about $30 more on gifts this year.
That's
as
nice.
Opposed to things. Yes. So if you're a gift recipient, you might be looking for something a little extra today or this year. And then they're also spending more on themselves. So we ask people if they're planning to take advantage of the deals and promotions during the season to spend a little bit more on themselves or pick up items for their family, like a new TV, maybe new clothing for the season. And consumers say they're going to spend about $155 on average on those types of purchases, which is 10% more than
for
they
themselves.
Spent last year. For themselves,
so you're
yes.
shopping online and maybe you see something else you like, and it's hard not to see that kind of thing online when you're shopping and get distracted and all of a sudden you've ordered more than you were expecting.
Yes, or you're in the store and you see something extra. So that's definitely something that has been a trend, and we've seen retailers taking note of that and adjusting their promotions and their advertising accordingly.
Who's doing all the shopping? What's the sort of age group, or males, females?
It is across the board. Okay. So everyone is shopping this time of year. We do see that people in the millennial age group, or people who tend to have kids, do tend to spend a little bit more. They have more people to buy for. Millennials are, people forget, millennials are actually no longer sort of just
they're
out of
old.
College.
Yeah, and, you're right. They're old now.
They're in their 30s.
And they have kids. Okay.
And they have kids. Yeah. About a million kids are born to millennial parents every year.
Yeah. So that's a lot of shopping. Okay.
Yes.
And so you mentioned millennials and then also 40s. What about an older age group?
So older age groups actually tend to spend a lot on gifts. It's a time of, you know, tradition. They're getting ready together with their family. They're splurging on grandkids maybe. So we do see them spending particularly on the gifting category.
All right. So literally across the board.
Across the board.
Right.
You know, everyone gets involved in the holiday season.
You mentioned shopping in the store. The general sense these days is that consumers go online to do a lot of holiday shopping. What are your findings about where people are going, online or in brick and mortar stores or retail?
It's one of our favorite topics to talk about at NRF. So, you know, consistent to what we see throughout the year, people are shopping across multiple channels and in multiple ways. They're going to the places that it's most convenient for them, that have the products they want to buy at the price they want to pay. And that means people are really splitting their shopping across different types of retailers and across different channels. So this year, about 55% of holiday shoppers plan to shop online. I will note this is actually down from last year. So last year, about 59% of shoppers said that they were going to go online.
But it's still close to half.
It's close to half,
so people are still going to a store.
And it's tied with department stores. And then from there, people are also looking to shop at discount retailers and then more specialized stores.
Does your research include sort of mom and pop stores, or is it mostly just,
Yes, it is
you're,
all
you're
we
nodding
ask
yes.
across.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I know people listening cannot see me nodding my head, but yes. And so, you know, this sort of ties to something we've been talking a lot about, which is that, you know, it's easy to pit online versus stores, but for people today, it's all the same. They're shopping, whether you're buying, you know, at a retailer's.com site, or you're buying on your phone, or you're buying in the store, it's all the same. And you're going, you know, to the place and to the retailer and brand that is best for you.
Okay. All right. What are some of the factors that influence where someone will do their holiday shopping?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on around this time of year that
sales.
Can engage consumers. So definitely
But everybody's
sales.
Got a sale. It seems like, you know, you just sort of expect to see that.
Yes, consumers definitely expect to see promotions this time of year. Promotions, you know, oftentimes starting early. But in addition, people today are looking for services. So things like free shipping, of course, if you're an online shopper, or buy online, pick up in store options, anything that's going to make it more convenient and easier for them. We also have seen a trend around retailtainment. So store events or experiences to get people shopping in your at your brand in this environment, giving them something a little special. Maybe they can bring their family along, making it more of an experience. So we've definitely see that as well.
When are we doing our shopping? Are we waiting to the last minute, or what are your findings there? Do people get it done early?
It's November 1st as we're recording. So about 40% of people have already started shopping. So which is a large percentage of our celebrants.
You start to understand why the commercials start hitting.
Exactly, or why you're seeing stuff, you know, in stores or online already.
Right.
And then about 42% plan to start their shopping in November. And what we've seen over the last few years is people, you know, aren't holding off until Thanksgiving weekend. They're getting a start early. They're starting to keep track of the sales, the deals, what they want to buy. And then they'll shop literally up until the last minute. So we see consumers shopping through the end of the season with the calendar this year and a weekend directly before December 25th. We think that'll help drive shopping. When you asked about procrastinators, men do tend to procrastinate. So when we look at who is shopping right before December 25th, it is much more likely to be men than women. But everyone is out, yes.
So I guess online shopping, though, certainly makes it easier to start that early shopping. You can kind of log on and put something in your cart and hold on to it or buy it then.
Certainly. And we are seeing retailers, you know, be really targeted with their promotions and starting to kind of advertise what is going to be either their deals going into Thanksgiving weekend or their deals right now for people who are getting a head start.
So if you are in business, you're a retailer, business owner, how would you suggest you make good use of all these findings? It sounds like you want to be smart, have sales, maybe have in-store events. What else?
Those things. I will say one thing we've noticed that businesses are really doing is, you know, not just offering sort of a blanket discount, but being more targeted with their promotion. So if there's an item that they know is going to be hot that will either drive traffic online or in their store, you know, promoting that, but understanding they don't need to sacrifice margin on other items people are going to be buying. So people will be looking for deals on specific things, but maybe willing to pay full price for others. The other thing, again, is to note that people will be shopping all weekend long, and they're willing to wait for the right price on the item that
you
they want.
You mean weekend leading up to Christmas?
Yes.
In this case,
they will be shopping all season
long.
We've
obviously
long.
Got
yes.
a bunch of holidays
yes.
throughout the month.
I will be shopping all weekend long and all
right.
season long. But yes, they will be shopping continuously, and so continuing to have fresh products for them. continuing to engage them throughout the season with events, with deals and promotions. That's really the key. And then finally, understanding the role of shipping. We know that a free shipping offer can literally make or break a sale for a customer. They will back out of a purchase if they have to pay for shipping. And increasingly, as depends on the size of the business, but giving people the option to pick it up in store. So maybe they don't want to pay for 2-day shipping. Maybe they want it that day. Giving them that option just makes it easier for them as they're shopping to get the products that they want.
So as a business owner, you could offer that free shipping, but somebody's eating that cost. It's the business owner, I assume. So you just have to manage that and make sure the cost of whatever you're selling, it's all working out to your benefit and the customers.
Yes, we know retailers are really paying attention to that. They understand this is something customers want, so they're having to build it into their cost and to their pricing.
I don't know if this was part of this report or findings, but a lot of us are taking stuff back. I mean, that's been going on since shopping started, whenever that was. But we return stuff, and so business owners have to deal with that, whether it's an open box or unopened. Do you have any information about returns?
Yes. So we do see a higher return rate during the holidays, just slightly higher. So in a survey we did of retailers last year, those we surveyed said that holiday returns were about 13% of their total sales versus the rest of year, it's closer to like 11%. So a little bit of an increase. One thing we see, though, is retailers using those returns as an opportunity to make a sale. So if someone's coming back in to exchange or return something, it's an opportunity to get them to buy something else, to use store credit, and to continue to engage them as a customer. So a little bit of higher return rates, but still also another selling opportunity.
After the holiday season, what's the biggest time of year for retailers?
Back to school. Is the second biggest time of the year for retailers. It's just a big spending time for parents and for kids. So
it's a long time ago at this point, though. Right?
Yes. But of course, you know, right after the holidays, December, you know, tends to sort of, you know, not be as high in terms of retail sales. But directly after the holidays, people are spending their gift cards, making returns, making exchanges. So, you know, it really doesn't end till January.
And Black Friday is what day this year? Do you have that on top of your head?
I do not know the date off the top of my head. I should.
Put you on the spot. But the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. It is always the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yes. And it is a big day
for retailers. It's still a huge deal.
Yes. But one thing to note, if you're a retailer, what we've seen for this holiday is, or for Thanksgiving weekend, is people are really shopping across all 5 days. So whether you choose to open on Thanksgiving Day or not, people are going to be shopping on mobile, you know, maybe taking a break from that family dinner to add some items to their cart. So they're expecting to see promotions then, and they're going to be shopping continuously, you know, throughout that time period all the way through Cyber Monday.
So, right, it's Cyber Monday on the other side of that. But so that our retailers, if they're not opening, which seems to be a little bit of a movement these days, right, where they're not having employees come in on Thanksgiving?
It's been a mix depending on the retailer. So I saw an announcement today that one retailer is opening an hour earlier on Thanksgiving Day. Others have decided to close their
doors.
Sorry
if you work there.
So yeah, so it makes, they're making the decisions that, you know, make sense for their customer base. But regardless of whether they're open or not, they know customers are going to be shopping. We saw a big increase in mobile last year over Thanksgiving weekend. And so you just know people are going to be shopping. So whether you're physically open or not, you need to know they're looking.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be good news, as we mentioned at the top, and a lot of shopping going on over the next few weeks and months. Thanks to Catherine Cullen, the National Retail Federation's Director of Industry and Consumer Insights. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Can business owners go somewhere to learn more about the report?
Yes. You can go to nrf.com, and we have a holiday headquarters that we keep updated all season long with new data and fresh insights. So please visit and let us know if you have any questions.
Great. Thanks a lot, Catherine. And if you'd like to learn more about the BBB, visit us at bbb.org. For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.